It is Friday. Kevin Johnson, how did the market finish for the week?
Well, I thought it was going to finish on a high. We nudged 7,000 today. We got down up to 6,996, and I think that probably triggered a bit of profit-taking and a bit of selling, and we finished down 6,948, which is a bit of a bummer, really. The banks were all a little bit easier, and Westpac have sort of said to people, look, if you applied for the share purchase plan at $25, now we've done this little misdemeanor. You can pull out if you want to. So that stock finished down 18. Commonwealth Bank had a good run all week, finished down 17. All the banks were down, basically. So it's very hard to find any good news. And why? Because, well, it's Thanksgiving in the US. Yeah. The US doesn't provide any leads. Even though it's going to be open tonight, really, I can tell you, everyone in the US does not even think about it on the Friday. It'll be very small trades and very thin volume, so I wouldn't think about that either. As I said to you yesterday, probably it'll be about Monday or Tuesday before we can really take any leads from overseas.
And, of course, when we return on Monday, we're into December. So do people start to, dare I say it, Kevin, do they start to switch off?
Oh, definitely, yes. We've started to see that right through the markets, and it's amplified in some companies by some tax loss selling in the Northern Hemisphere. Their end of financial year is December 31, so it can be a quiet month, and some people jump at that. They get a bit fearful of the lack of volume and the lack of buying. Oh, there's not much going on. You just got to ignore that, my friends. You know, just look at what the real news is and what the fundamentals are of companies, and they'll ride through this, you know. We've ridden through a lot this year. If you think about it, like you said, we're into December next week. You think about what this 11 months has thrown at us, you know, the trade uncertainty, Brexit, Hong Kong riots. It's thrown a lot of stuff at us.
And none of those are over, Kevin. I mean, we got the UK election in the next 2 weeks. There could be a trade deal before Christmas, probably unlikely. And who knows what's happening in Hong Kong?
Yeah, and yet we're still nudging all-time highs. So sometimes you've got to block out the noise, is what I say, in this particular job. And if you'd done that, you'd be reasonably happy. Very hard for me to phone some good news. Woolies were up 11 cents to $39.76. There's something there. Watching very closely, there's a local company in the Fraser Range, which is where Independents are based, with their Nova nickel mine.
Yes.
A few little juniors up there have been drilling Legend. They've been in a trading halt for a couple of days now. And no news yet. Well, should hear it on the course of the weekend or for Monday morning's trading. But a couple of its neighbours have jumped 25 to 30% today. In Galileo, we're up 21%, finished up 3.5 to 19.5, and Constellation nearby as well, up 26% to 26. So something's cooking there, so some excitement for the West Australian amongst us, so to speak. And percentage-wise, just looking down the list, trying to find something that I know the code of. Most of these companies I've never heard of, so I'm looking down the list and really struggling to find anything, so I'm not going to find one.
We'll put the queue in the rack and just go and enjoy the weekend, Kevin.
Oh, will do. Gold price up a couple of bucks. It's $14.58. That equals $21.52 Australian. The Aussie dollar's where it was yesterday, 67.75. Euro's still 162. Sterling's still 191. I'm going to say goodbye and have a good weekend, everybody, and talk to you next week.
All right, Kevin, we finished down 17, but still a healthy 6,948. You enjoy that weekend. Thank you, mate.
Thanks, mate.